world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
It's mine. Whose world is this?
It's yours.
The world is yours. DJ World Premiere, the boy wonder. Peace, King. Oh, wait. Are we getting peaceful, King, today? Or are we getting cracked
out, King? Yo, that's a good fucking question, yo, because I don't know how to answer this shit, because I was just going to do, like, my normal shit, so. Peace.
We got indifferent King today, ladies and gentlemen. Fucking indifferent ass.
It's crazy, right?
I'm going to open this shit up. I want to give flowers. I want to give flowers to Zay Flowers.
Right. Please tell me why. Just please tell me why. I remember you sitting there texting me last night, and I just couldn't help but just look at that shit and laugh. And I was just like, and that's all I'm going to do. Like, I'm just going to laugh at this text, and let's just see where this goes for the rest of the day.
Man, let me tell you something. It's oftentimes as a fantasy football team coach, you know, when you the
owner.
Coach of your fantasy football team, and when you
owner.
You know, I'm going to fucking campaign to make fantasy football great again, but I'm going to get into that later. Shout out to the mayor. So the Panthers traded Deontay Johnson to the Ravens. And if you remember last week's Ravens game, these niggas was dropsies.
Yeah.
Dropsies. Bates was dropping balls. Like, niggas was just dropping balls. And
Was this the Cleveland game?
Yeah.
Yeah, last week, the Cleveland game. Yeah. How do you do that?
That always happens with Lamar. Now, he's still leading the league, 20 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Like, he's still smoking everybody's boots every week.
Right.
Derrick Henry has ran for 1,000 yards. It's week 9. This nigga already hit 1,000 yards.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, we're at the halfway point of the season. You already got a buck on you. Like, damn.
It's crazy. So they trade for Deontay Johnson. And I'm thinking, short week, he might not get involved. But also, last week, Flowers put up about 17, 18 points, 100 yards, 7 receptions. But it was tough to get that. Like, he didn't get that till like the fourth quarter.
So he got that late in the game.
And I'm like, I don't want to do this shit again. I can't. I can't do this shit every week with Zay Flowers. So I start Marvin Harrison. I start Xavier Worthy.
That was like the name I circled when I was looking at your lineup. I was just like, this nigga?
I get Xavier Worthy because I'm like, DeAndre Hopkins is there.
Yeah. It's
make it easier for these no-talent receivers over there in Kansas City. It's going to make it easier for them to become targets because you're paying so much attention to DeAndre.
You can still pay attention to DeAndre.
I start Darnell Mooney, and I'm going up against King. And I told y'all, this is my toughest matchup. I don't care if this nigga's in last place in the league.
Nope.
This is my toughest matchup every time we come across each other every season.
Every year.
So I got some heat on the bench. I got Sam Laporta. I got Flowers. I got Bucky Irvin. And I got Bigsby, Tank Bigsby. Now, the week starts off and it's good. Mixon does his thing on Thursday. 16 points.
I got nothing. I got nothing out of CJ that game. That shit was terrible for me. I don't know how I still managed. Or how he still managed to pull 191, but only got 11.5 points out of him.
And we talked about that last week. We said, yo, it sucks when you got your big gun on Thursday.
Yeah.
And you don't get nothing out of your big gun on Thursday night football.
Yeah.
It sucks if you got one or two people on Thursday and they don't meet their projection, or they just don't have like a boom game. You know, it's either boom or bust with most of these things.
Yeah.
CJ gave you 11. Thank goodness you didn't have Kai Fairbairn as a kicker, because that nigga missed like three of them things. But I got Jalen. I got Saquon.
And I knew those two were going to hurt me one some shape or form. Like, I knew when I saw those two, because at first I was really looking at, why are you sitting Jaden Daniels? But I see why, you know. But still, the after point is just like, okay, you're going a smart route with Jaden and Saquon, who was like playing Madden out there on Sunday. Like, come on.
They had the Kelly Green joints on. Saquon jumped over a nigga backwards. You know, we all seen it. Saquon is probably going to be my steady Eddie at running back. Jalen.
True.
Jaden, that's my flip-flop. But Jaden Daniels was playing the Giants. Division game. And I know these Giants like to get up for the division games.
So I thought too.
Nah. Y'all niggas like to get up. It ain't.
Yeah.
Even
normally.
Even if y'all lose, it's a decently respectable loss. Y'all lost 22-27.
Yeah, something like that.
And you kept my son under 250. Like, he only had 209.
Mm. Still had two TDs though, but you know.
Yeah, and that's cool, but you know, I'm looking at it like that's going to be a tougher matchup. Don't start Jaden. I don't trust Trevor Lawrence. I don't trust Trevor Lawrence.
Nobody does.
Well, let me tell you the problem with Trevor Lawrence.
He doesn't have a lot of shit to work with.
Nah, Trevor Lawrence got weapons over there. Now, they're not. It's not top tier weaponry. I'm not going to say that, but he don't got bombs over there. He got good running game with Bigsby. He's got Travis Etienne, who's a scat back, bounce around receiving back. He's got Evan Engram at the tight end. They just lost Christian Kirk for the season.
That's what I was literally about to say. Like, is they're just another team getting hit with the injury bug.
But they got some receivers over there. The problem is Trevor Lawrence see ghosts. And I know I talk about it all the time. I talk about, like, Brady. If you go look at the Brady tapes in those games where they lost, if you put the blitz on them, if you sack them, and then start blitzing them with them exotic blitzes, like, Brady used to see ghosts, and he used to get happy feet, and he was just never comfortable. So he couldn't get his timing right. He couldn't get, like, the shit with his receivers. And then niggas got an Edelman. They got an Amendola. They got a Wes Welker. And he kind of worked his way out of that. But he couldn't do that as well with a Deion Branch. You feel me?
I mean, at the end of the day, he ran into my New York Giants twice, and we gave everybody the blueprint on how to beat Brady.
I mean, I don't think y'all gave the blueprint, but yeah, I mean, y'all did it the same way two times.
Yep.
In the most important game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But that's Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence see ghosts. When he's in the pocket, he good, but as soon as one of them niggas start bull rushing, and getting breaking down that pocket, he moves up in the pocket, and he just be thinking, "Yo, I gotta run this. Yo, I gotta fucking run." And he gets out of his quarterback stance. He puts the ball down. He's not looking upfield no more. Check my son mechanics out. Like, a lot of the times where he's getting sacked or he's getting pressured, he's getting pressured and he's trying to evade the pressure, and then he runs into a whole nother nigga. Like, he's giving away sacks. He's giving away his plays. Like, Trevor Lawrence has a problem. and I don't know how to fix it. I think this is Trevor Lawrence.
Just giving away, you know, motherfuckers bonuses money or making motherfuckers bonus monies and shit.
I think this is who that nigga is, and we just now seeing it. Like, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. But I knew that because of his lack of ability to stay cool under pressure, that the Eagles was going to eat. So they was going to get the ball a lot. And it was still a close game, but the Eagles win 28-23. Yeah. But I got 3 total touchdowns from Jalen. I got 2 touchdowns from Saquon and damn near a 160. So I got 62 points between the both of them.
Yep.
My total score is 120. Half of my points came from those two.
And that's what I was expecting. And that's, you know, that's what I thought was really going to take you over the top, you know, between the matchup between us. Because once I saw those scores, I was just like racking up. And I was just like, okay, this might do it for me right here. If this keeps up.
Darnell Mooney with the Falcons. Great, great game script.
Yeah.
5 receptions, 88 yards, got a touchdown, 19 points. I couldn't ask for more from Darnell Mooney. I usually get that from Zay Flowers. I was expecting something like that from Marvin Harrison Jr. They're playing the fucking Bears. Caleb Williams don't know what he's doing out there, so I know Kyler Murray's going to have the ball a lot more than what he normally has the ball. And yeah, maybe that turns into we got a big lead, so we're going to run the ball. Cool. But I know to get that big lead, you're going to air that hoe out a little bit. Marvin Harrison Jr. has disappointed me once again. And I can't remember when I drafted Son. I think he was like my 3rd pick.
I'd say between 3 and 6, somewhere between 3rd through 6.
He might have been my 2nd pick because I know I got Saquon. I got Saquon first. He might have been my 2nd pick, bro.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's not what I expected whatsoever. He gave me 3 points. Tucker Kraft gave me 7. And
wow.
I'm going up against some late night juggernauts. Sunday night game. I'm up. It's like 114 to like 88. And I'm like, all right, cool. Shit's peace. Sunday night game. Vikings versus Colts. Well, this is ugly.
It was very ugly.
This is ugly, but just the Colts is going.
Just watching the highlights, it was ugly. I was like, God damn.
The Colts was rocking early. Flacco was doing his thing. He was finding niggas.
Mm-hmm.
And they get up. And then next thing you know, the Vikings start finding their stride.
Yep.
Jones caught a couple. He caught a couple of runs. Damn. Every time he ran the ball, I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God.
With
12 points, man. And yes, Sunday was pretty decent. Two was back. So Tyreek got 12 points. Jay Reed got you 16 points with the Packers. Yep. He had some amazing plays. 5 catches for 113 yards. He better never come out your starting lineup.
Yeah, that's pretty much been a fact. He's been his go-to, so I mean, like, yeah, it works.
Ferguson is, of course, the safety blanket for Dak and for Cooper Rush.
They've been getting shit talked about pretty much since like Sunday, bro. It's been ridiculous.
Listen, the Cowboys defense is bad, and I knew the Cowboys defense was going to be bad, hence why I started Darnell Mooney, because I knew the Cowboys defense was going to be bad. But if I didn't think the Cowboys defense was going to be that bad, I would have took Mooney out and put Flowers in his place.
Right.
And I would have won.
And you would have
And I would have won. But Diggs ain't there.
Oh, man.
Old boy ain't there. The pass rusher ain't there. Like, it's a bunch of things. it's a bunch of niggas that's not there on the defensive end. And I'm like, well, Kirk Cousins is about to go out here and get real methodical with this passing.
You're thinking like another 500-yard game and shit, huh?
Facts. Like, John Robinson about to go for it. He about to look like Derrick Henry out this motherfucker.
He about to go for 1,000 yards in a game.
A-Chain was your saving grace this week. 32 points.
He was the monster this week, y'all.
Two touchdowns, 32 points, only 63 yards rushing, but he had six receptions also, which adds up. So King finished with 128 points, but Monday night, I'm glued.
Well, wasn't you still up a little bit come the Monday night game?
Yeah. We got two players each playing.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa's kicker. I got Xavier Worthy. You got Kansas City kicker. And you got Tyreek Hill.
Nah, Kareem Hunt.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. I forgot. Wrong Negro.
Yeah, right.
So I know that Kareem Hunt has been getting slightly busy since he went back to KC, but I wasn't expecting last night's output. It's raining. Pat Mahomes is there, full effect, Mr. Kermit, talking to the reporters before the game starts.
We
love to play in the rain, the sleet, or the snow. This is football weather. We're just gonna go out here and we're gonna do our best, okay? And he's doing his Mr. Kermit the Frog shit. They zoom to the fucking owner's box. Guess who's in there? Swifties.
Oh God.
Taylor Swift in there.
You know.
Pat Mahomes' mama in there.
Mm.
She's dancing to They Not Like Us. She got on a MAGA hat.
Oh, God.
I'm like, oh, shit.
Yo, she bulletproof right now. She don't give a fuck.
That's crazy. I was like, I just pray that it's not really a MAGA hat. Like, maybe it's some cool shit like make Chiefs win again or some shit like that. But
maybe it says Mahomes going around the whole hat or something. I don't know.
Now, that motherfucker said make America great again. And I was like, huh. That's crazy.
Okay. We can allow that. Okay.
Hey, listen, prepare yourself for the out. Well, I don't know if you can allow that because I saw a young man attending the Buffalo Bills game.
Mm-hmm.
He got ejected. He was sitting right there on the 50-yard line, first row.
Wow.
Ejected a fan because he had on a Trump shirt.
Oof.
And he wouldn't zip up his jacket.
That's all you had to do, Donnie? Like, come
but
on.
I think that's the stadium policy where they said no political shit. And owner's box kind of give you free reign, too, because, like, I ain't down here with the poor people.
Of course not.
I'm not down there with the poor people. I'm up here with the owner.
You're not like the Tennessee Titans head coach or owner when he was, like, flipping the fans off and shit, dancing some years back. I remember seeing that shit, yo.
Oh, yeah. Even Jason Kelce got in some shit over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that, too, for sure.
I like that, though. He's bringing it back. Now, he didn't start the maggot comment. They was asking him, like, how you feel about your brother being a maggot because he's with Taylor Swift, which don't make sense to me because if you were a woman, how are you a maggot? But
a maggot? The fuck?
Not a real maggot. The old school maggot. The 2000 maggot. With an F.
Oh shit! Okay, never mind. I'm saying like we coming up with some new shit now. Like what?
No, I just don't want to get canceled.
No. I'm thinking this is what like these motherfuckers are saying out here. All right.
Nah, they was
not you. I'm thinking that's what they're saying out there.
They was calling him the maggot with the capital F.
Damn.
And all in his face with the camera. He take the camera. He slammed the camera. Who's a maggot now?
Didn't he grab some kid's cell phone and just like Hulk smash that shit?
Yeah, that shit was fire. let's restore the feeling. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Disrespect gets met with equal or an escalated amount of disrespect.
People, when you gonna learn, yo, don't fuck with these athletes, man.
You think I don't have money to pay to buy you another cell phone, bro?
I know he does.
Another iPhone, okay? Next time, go get the Google Pixel Pro Plus. That motherfucker got Gorilla Glass for a screen. You feel
imagine,
me?
Imagine saying that shit to like claim the insurance on it. Like, yo, why'd your phone fuck up?
I called Jason Kelce a maggot.
I called Jason Kelce blind.
I ran into Jason Kelce.
I'm going to need you to explain what that means. Let me grab my shit and smash that shit. I mean, I don't have to tell you.
Yo, in Pennsylvania, they at Penn State. Like, you got to understand, this nigga won a Super Bowl for them.
Yep.
You not writing no police report on, son.
Hell no. Nah.
This nigga laughing, the cops laughing the whole time you trying to report a crime against you from Jason Kelce. Like, dog.
Like, nah.
Did what? Whatever he did, you deserved it.
Yeah. Go sit the fuck down over there, bro.
That man ain't never bothered me. He ain't no Dennis Rodman type white boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he unproblematic white man eating Uncrustables and shit. Like, leave that man alone.
Go do some goddamn calculus or some shit, man. You fucking bothering me. Like, I'm walking amongst the people. You gotta be that dumb asshole. Like, the fuck out of here.
But last night, the score is 103. To 114. I'm up. The game starts. Decent first drive. The fucking Chiefs put points on the board. 40-yard field goal. So that's 4 points for King and his fucking kicker. And he got minimal points for Kareem Hunt up to that point of the game.
Yeah.
And then boom. Bucks kick a field goal. First they get a touchdown. Then they kick a field goal, okay, like a 20, 30 yarder. So I'm doing good. And the whole time the game is on, I'm just like, yo, find Xavier Worthy. I see him. Number one. The nigga with the number one on his jersey. You see this nigga open?
You know when you get to that point in fantasy football, you're just like begging, like, yo, son was right there. Why are you going that way? Oh, man.
Patty won't even look in his way. Most routes, Patty won't even look in his way. Like,
damn.
Jason Kelce in the first quarter with 5 quick receptions.
Okay.
Like, it was like, boom. Run the ball, boom, Jason Kelce. Run the ball, boom, Jason Kelce. Like, he hit him 5 times in the first quarter, and I'm like, oh, he really don't rely on the rest of these motherfuckers on the team.
Damn.
Then he gave one to Xavier Worthy, and the nigga catches it, takes a step backwards. I'm like, oh, touchdown. I win. I won. Thank you. That's all I needed. I needed a touchdown from this nigga, and I'm like, I know I'm going to win.
Okay.
They go review the fucking play. Neither of this young man's feet were down in bounds when he catches the ball. So it wasn't even a catch. Fuck a touchdown. Getting him down to the 1 yard line.
So where did his feet end up? Like way off, way out?
It was like both toes. Both toes was out of bounds.
Mm.
But he caught it on some, like, he was so open, he couldn't believe it. And he spun backwards to catch the ball. And
instead of just, like, really catching the ball, he did some extra shit.
Well, he had to go back for it. No, he had to go back for it. And it was a little bit off target, but.
Oh, damn.
He was just open.
And yeah.
He fucked up so bad, I was like, he's never getting the ball for the rest of the game, bro.
The rest of the game.
I'm like, I think that's more on Patty than on him, but a wide receiver. Like, I've seen wide receivers do some of the most amazing shit with their feet in my entire life. And tight ends.
Yeah.
Like, I remember fucking
Antonio Holmes in that one catch.
Antonio Holmes in the Super Bowl. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, that's the first thing that comes to mind. Is like, yeah, that's Antonio catch, bro.
Like, I've seen amazing shit. So after that, I'm like, he ain't getting the ball for the rest of the game. Couple plays later, they tried to do one of those fancy end arounds, and he took the hand off, and he ain't getting nowhere. And I'm like, damn, yo, this nigga's too good of a player
to
not get, like, what's with the game script today? Second quarter or second half. Couple more field goals, couple extra points is not bad.
I mean, both of our kickers tied at 7 apiece, so.
Yeah, and I'm still winning. I'm still winning in the second half. And then they woke up Kareem Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
They literally had a drive where 7 plays straight, they just ran it up the gut with Kareem Hunt. First down. And I'm like, God damn, fam run? Like, what's going on?
It's good.
Son, he had 27 rushing attempts for 106 yards.
27.
But the killer, because the game goes into overtime.
Yeah, I heard about that too.
Baker drives back down the field. And the whole game, I'm like, Baker is playing exceptionally well.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, he was trying to prove some shit. He wanted to gunsling with that nigga Mahomes.
That's his bag.
Yeah, he wanted the gunsling. Yeah.
That's his bag with no receivers. He got all his receivers hurt. Evans hurt.
Yo, Godwin.
Godwin's hurt. Like, it's really him and Otten and Shepard and fucking
Sterling the Shepard. Damn, it's Sterling Shepard. Oh my God.
Like, it's really him and some secondary picks, but he's out there getting to it. And the whole time I'm like, this is where he throw a pick and the game is over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wrong. He get down the field, but he leave like 30 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
I'm thinking since you leaving 30 seconds on the clock, they're going to go for 2. I'm down 1 point. Not even a whole point. I'm just down a point. But they kick an extra point. I'm like, hold on, my nigga. Y'all don't like winning football?
Yeah, they was talking about that like crazy all day on the sports radio. It was killing Tampa Bay on that.
Yo, 4 teams on Sunday. Seattle, Miami,
right,
and 2 other teams, and Tampa Bay on Monday. They all scored a touchdown within the last 2 minutes of the game. They all went for an extra point instead of a 2-point conversion, and they all fucking lost. Now, I'm not finna say that these niggas had the best game script offensively, and I would have trusted them to make the 2-point conversion.
Yeah.
But if it's going into overtime at the Chiefs Kingdom against Patrick, Lee Anthony, Mahomes.
I mean, I think it's like. Lamar or LeVar or some shit like that. I don't know.
I don't care. I'm never going to overtime against Kermit the Frog. If you would have seen the disappointment on Baker's face when this coin flip.
Yeah.
That
nigga was like, why didn't we go for 2?
Took his pads off, bro.
Why didn't we go for 2?
That nigga took the pads off as soon as fucking Mahomes won the coin flip. He was like, bro, it's over.
Oh, shit. Did he really?
Kareem, I'm going ahead. Hey, you got some Gatorade, bro. Who got some Gatorade? This shit is a done deal.
Shit is a done deal.
That nigga put on the grippy socks. with the hand warmers.
He knew he took the pads off and dipped out.
Nah, that was some sauce, but he might as well have.
That would have been some shit if he did. I was going to say, damn, that would have been dope. That would have been like, you know, fucking around like Dak and shit, getting caught on the Megatron, telling us we fucking suck. I mean, that would have been cool to see Baker do that shit. Like, yeah, it's a wrap. Like, that's like, that's that guaranteed shit right there. Like, why am I even on the field?
Facts. And that's basically what happened. They drive down the field. Boom, they get, and Kareem, go on and run it in. Get this touchdown to close out the game. Mm. And lose by 8 points. And I got 29 points sitting on my bench because Zay Flowers had an amazing fucking game.
Right, they played Denver. I don't know where your mom was sitting him on there against Denver.
Because Deontay Johnson was going to be there. Denver actually has a really good secondary.
Yeah, that's what's crazy too, but
Patrick Surtain has locked down wide receiver ones.
Yeah.
Here all season.
Yeah, highest paid in that position.
But they just couldn't survive the onslaught. I mean, it was too many weapons out there.
Duh.
I mean, 5 catches and 127 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Bruh, his yards after catch were crazy. He was booming like 30, 40 yards after a catch.
Speed kills.
Yeah.
Speed kills. I'll never do it again. I'm here to give Zay his flowers.
I'm immediately starting him next week.
I'm here to give Zay his flowers. You will be in my starting roster.
What am I, like 4-0 against you or some shit?
Was what?
So what am I, like 4-0, 3-0 against you or something? Like what was, like what would be like our total record?
I don't fucking care.
Damn.
You I'm gonna crash out. I'm gonna fucking crash out.
Oh man. I'm sitting here looking, I'm like, damn, he about to be 4-5. Damn, that's gonna hurt.
Just crash out.
That's gonna hurt.
another fucking recap. So the mayor texts me.
Yeah.
It's always fun.
always.
There's only a few text threads in my phone that I fucking smile. And I ain't even got to read this shit. As soon as I see a name pop up, yeah. I know it's going to be something funny.
Right.
And this goes into my campaign to make fantasy football great again. Ladies and gentlemen, I come to you today. I can't even fake a political speech. I'm sorry. I'm so tired of hearing them shits.
Isn't everybody fuck?
But the mayor hit me. He said, I gotta ask, does everyone get a score multiplier every week when they play against me? And I laughed, but as soon as he said it, I said, let's go see who he played.
Right.
So the mayor played Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you Tony's lineup. Kyler Murray, 4 points. 4 points from your quarterback. He had a total of 133 points. He only got 4 from his quarterback.
I mean, he had a .154. What?
But that was some terrible. That was, he also lost 2 fumbles. Oh no, he lost 1 fumble.
Well, I see 2, but okay.
No, it's 2. It's 2 points for every lost fumble.
Okay, got you.
So he had Kyler Murray give him 4 points. Dalton Kincaid gave him 7 points. Those were the lowest. Oh, and Kyren Williams gave him 10 points. Those were the lowest people on his team. Tillman gave him 19 points. Chuba Hubbard gave him 21 points. Minnesota defense, 12. Tyler Bass, 15. Dude. That's a kicker.
And you know what? And fuck your defense. I know your team sucks, but fuck your defense. I'll never pick them up again. But go ahead.
I don't even know why you picked them up.
I was seeing matchups, bro.
You saw they was playing the Panthers, and you said, "Oh, the Saints is playing the Panthers. The Panthers is sweet money. The Saints defense is going to eat." Wrong.
Wrong.
Niggas got one interception, though. I think it was one interception. Even that shit was like a robbery.
They only got like 5 points, but whatever.
Tony had Cooper Kupp. He had Bijan Robinson, 21 each. Tillman, 19. Chuba Hubbard, 21. So it's like I've never seen these niggas have games like this. Bijan's hit 20-plus points the last 4 weeks in a row.
All right.
Tillman, that's just a super lucky – that's just a super lucky pickup out the fucking bleachers, because you've seen him playing good with Jameis Winston, so you picked that nigga up. Chuba Hubbard, 72 yards.
Yeah, and 2 touchdowns.
But he got 2 touchdowns. So that's ugly. And then Tyler Bass, of course, 15 fucking points. And
I mean, he cracked that 60-yarder, right? Yeah.
He had 2 of them. He had 2 of them between 40 and 50 yards. And then he had 1 that was a 60-yarder.
Yeah.
So the 60-yarder is worth 6 points by itself. Damn. The 240-plus yarders is 4 points each.
Wow.
So he got 14 points off of kicking the longest kicks you ever seen in your life. Now, the mayor had some heat. He had Patty Mahomes, the biracial angel, 24 points. That's good.
Yeah.
He had Derrick Henry. We talked about him earlier. 2 touchdowns, 106 yards, 26 points. He had Jefferson, 21 points, no touchdowns, but 7 catches for about .140.
Bro, he's like leading the league in receiving yards.
He had Odunze, 15 points. He had Travis Kelce, 22 points. He actually could have
come
last night. He had 127 to Tony's 133. Just one more touchdown from Mahomes. A good more connection between Mahomes and Kelce.
Yeah.
14 receptions for 100 yards is a big deal for Kelce.
Travis Kelce's been like picking his shit up the last couple weeks.
He had to. Ain't nobody else to throw it to over there.
Yeah, of course. So they got
everybody's hurt, nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
But where he went wrong with Singletary, only gave him 3 points. Wrong with Kyle Pitts,
never
gave him 2 points.
Don't ever rely on Kyle Pitts, yo. Fuck that shit. I had him last year. He was just a disappointment year round.
But this was a major bye week for the mayor because he's got Najee Harris. He's got San Fran's defense. He's got Juwan Jennings. And he's got some stuff to clean up because he's still got Brandon Ayuk when he could take that roster spot and go find somebody else. But if Najee Harris is playing,
yeah,
he gets more than 3 points. And that's probably the difference maker.
Damn, even Rodgers on the bench with 20.
Yeah, so I just want to make fantasy football great again, bro. California lost to Doko, 143-134. That was a battle last night.
Yeah.
Doko was slated to lose, but Doko had Otten and he had Hopkins. That's 50 points between those two players. 50 yeah. points he got last night. And Cali had Baker Mayfield.
Wow.
Playing last night. And out of all that good shit that Baker did, he only gave him 18 points, which is crazy.
Crazy.
But I don't see nothing better that Cali could have did. He had Garrett Wilson, 30 points. Amon Ross St. Brown, 18 points. Swift, 14 points. Jacobs, 12.
Damn, even Tony Pollard with 18.
Njoku, 7 points, but he doesn't have a better playing tight end on his team. I mean, you literally couldn't have played your lineup better. and he still lost by 9 points. Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Damn. Mike finally lost. I'm winning it all this year. He finally lost. He lost to Jimmy. I love to see that. I told y'all last week I didn't give a fuck about that matchup because both of them is number one in their division, so that matchup doesn't fucking do anything. And I still don't care, but Jimmy won. I'm happy to see it. I got to play Jimmy next week. I hope he has an off week. I hope he has an off week like no one could expect. I need to win out.
I'm already looking at a tougher opponent next week for me anyway.
Who you got next week?
Bro, I got Jamal next week.
Oh, you done? You out?
Yeah, exactly. I had to pull some Hail Maryland shit, yo, to win that shit.
Hey, tune in next week, ladies and gentlemen. We are getting King Crash Out back.
All right.
King Crash Out will return next week. I promise you.
Probably, yeah.
But we got some good matchups next week. So, yeah, you got Kaiser Sose, but you got to adjust your lineup so we can see who's really gonna win. I still think he got you. I mean, right now it's 109 to 116, but you got an empty wide receiver slot, so you really just got to go.
Yep.
You got to go hit the free. You got to go hit the waiver wire because you got niggas on buys.
But see, I get Pittsburgh's defense back next week, so.
Yeah, I'll but see. you need a wide receiver. Go hit the waiver wire.
I already know. I'll get that taken care of, but at least I'll have like a good defense going for me next week. I'm not even gonna start Russell. I'll probably just drop his ass, honestly.
Russell Wilson?
Yeah. Damn, I mean, I won the week before with him. So I mean that week that I started them, they were playing the Giants on that Monday night. So I was thinking, okay, roughed up the Jets. I can kind of see them doing the same shit to the Giants. I mean, they still won the game.
I wouldn't start C.J. Stroud against Detroit.
Oh, yeah, nah.
I wouldn't start Brock Purdy against Tampa Bay.
Especially coming after that loss they just had.
They got 6 sacks on Patrick Mahomes yesterday.
Yeah.
If you can get Patrick Mahomes like that, but it was raining, but if you can get Patrick Mahomes like that, Brock Purdy about to be fooled out here. I don't know what you're going to do. It looks like you might lose and crash out next week on the pod. It looks like you might crash out next week on the pod, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we'll see. Let's go.
Nah, I got some bullshit next week going up against Jimmy. Trevor Lawrence is his quarterback, or Herbert. Who knows? It'll probably be Trevor Lawrence. I can't tell. But he's got fucking Jonathan Taylor, who shows up every other week.
No, he ain't show up this week. But yeah. No,
he didn't. Because
Flacco was quarterback, man.
And the run game was really crazy. So I can understand, like, he just wasn't productive. Kamara versus the Falcons. I don't foresee that same play calling happening, but I don't know. The Saints fired their coach. They just traded Marshawn Lattimore to the Commanders. So heads up, anybody listening, go get the Commanders defense. If you didn't already have them, go get the Commanders defense. Right. They play a lot of receivers that Marshawn Lattimore has shut down already in his career. They're playing those receivers for the rest of this season. Marshawn Lattimore got 2-3 picks in the same game against the Eagles the year before last.
Okay.
Marshawn Lattimore is a beast.
Yeah.
I'm probably the best cornerback that the Saints have ever had. Our secondary has always been Buns. He's probably the best cornerback that our secondary's ever had.
Now he going to Washington.
And now he's going to Washington.
Oh, shit.
For a ham sandwich.
I'm also just going to call Washington division winners.
I mean, it's looking like that. It's really looking like that, but I think it's going to be a battle between them and Philly in the later parts of the season.
The last few weeks, probably when it's all division games.
And I trust Philly's running game way more than I trust the Redskins' running game. They got Austin Eckler. That's cool. He's a nice, versatile back, but he's not no big boy, run up the gut type nigga.
He's good for that one big bang play, you know, that'll get you something.
Full screen. You got Brian Robinson Jr., who's good too. He can run in between the tackles, but I just feel like he runs tall. So he's kind of easier to hit. Like he runs like straight up and shit. Like they take that nigga out easy. And the Eagles got Saquon. They got Gainwell. They got Jalen if they need it. They got like five running backs over there. So I just feel like if we talking, I got a 10-point lead. It's the third quarter. Yeah. I feel like the Eagles could methodically roll down the field and chew up more clock than what the Commanders can do.
All right. Well, I mean, if anything, Jaden's going to have his hands full with TJ, so.
Yeah. I'm changing the rules next year. I'm calling that shit now.
What rules?
The fucking league rules.
Oh, shit.
I'm changing the league rules next year. The scoring system, and okay. I might add another flex. So two flexes, three wide receivers, two flexes. No.
Two wide receivers.
What is it today? It's two wide receivers today, one flex and one tight end.
Yep.
Next year I might do two flexes.
I'm interested.
And I might change some of the point scoring, but I don't think I'm going to touch the point scoring. I think it's easier to just add a different position. Mm-hmm. But this other fucking league that I'm in on the Sleeper app, shout out to Lovelace. I hate this league.
Oh, shit.
Number one, it's a 12-person team league. Okay.
Yeah, compared to R10.
I'm already mad because it's 12 people.
Okay.
It's 12 people. Two quarterbacks. Two running backs. Three wide receivers. One tight end. Two flex. I want you to know how difficult it is for me to go and find any talent whatsoever.
Yeah, especially for you too.
Yeah, I go on the waiver wire right now.
Yeah, you're deep into the season too, like now. Yeah.
I go on the waiver wire right now. The best fucking player that I can get as a running back is Antonio Gibson.
Oh, wow.
I think that nigga's like the third string. I think he's like the third string running back.
You really want to talk about motherfuckers snatching up players left and right, y'all.
It's disgusting.
Wow. Okay. It's going to be like that. Yo, that's like an all-out onslaught, man. Shit, for players.
But see, with a 10-person league instead of a 12-person league, you still got way more talent available. Mm-hmm. I never wanted to be a feast or famine league. I never wanted to be like, hey, if you don't draft the right people, You done on draft day. Cause you can't recover. There's no way. If you're bad in that league, there's no way you can recover at a later time because you can't find nobody in the waiver. Unless you just find that nigga that just turns into fucking Jack and the Beanstalk. You never gonna find like that.
That fucking Megatron type of tall ass player. Go up and catches everything.
Man. I'm gonna make this league great again. Started off with the belt. Next step. I can't even kick nobody out, bro.
Everybody's participating in this shit, but that's good.
Everybody is fucking giving their best, bro. Like, even Boo-Wop. Like, Boo-Wop was bad. I don't know if this nigga even drafted his team. Now he's 5-4. He's doing great. He's shining.
Buddy.
I don't know, man. This shit is ugly.
I mean, literally, except for your standings, my standings are pretty much set in stone. You know, Jamal first, Tony second, Boo-Wop third, me fourth, Dan fifth. And you got, what, Jim first. Who's what, is that Malik? Yeah.
That's Mike. Yeah, Mike.
My bad. All right.
See.
And then Mike, Cali are tied for third, basically. And then you got Dez in basically a fourth place.
But see, Mike and Jimmy, they can flip-flop between one and two. And Chris can catch, you know, he can catch a good little streak, and he can go right behind him. Boo-Wop is on Tony's heels. He's on Tony's heels, and depending on the rest of the season schedule,
that's going to
depend on what it looks like.
Oof. Yeah, so Tony's got to win out this week for sure. And that'll just keep him in the 7-1 column. And that'll keep him up with Jamal. But if he goes down 6-4, Boo-Wop wins, that's 6-4. Now you're talking about two people fighting for second.
And only the top four slots make it to the playoffs.
Oh, and shit. And those
top four slots, like we looked at it last week, the four was all in the West.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, my division is like the group of death, yo. It's crazy.
Yeah, you ain't stand a chance in that division. I ain't gonna lie to you. I mean, mine's difficult too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not as bad as yours. It's not as bad as yours. I can't even fucking go out here and just assume that I got an easy week or a lick because I'm projected to do whatever, because these niggas still have to play to the projections or outplay their projections. And then you get a nigga getting hurt in the beginning of the game or in the middle of the game, or you just get a nigga that, like, you get a running back that fucking fumble. That nigga will never see the ball again for the rest of the day. Go out, with the exception of Saquon and
Derrick Henry. Except for Saquon, but he still busted out.
Yeah.
Still got you 30 plus.
Derrick Henry and Saquon, the only two niggas that can fumble and still see the ball. Fucking let what's his name? Brown with the Bengals. Let him fucking go out there and fumble. He won't see the ball for the rest of the game. The fucking Bengals just traded for the Bears' third string running back. Listen, it's been an active ass trade deadline for the NFL today. Been an active ass trade deadline.
I haven't heard any big names or anything yet, so other than Marshawn, really. That's the last big name I heard.
Za'Darius Smith with the Browns.
He's
going to Detroit. That's a big deal. Detroit might not lose a game for the rest of the season. Williams went to the Steelers.
Yeah, that's right, Mike Williams.
The Rams. The Rams got Tre'Davious White. No, I'm sorry. The Rams gave up Tre'Davious White to the Ravens.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a big deal.
Okay.
So yeah, a couple big moves, but I think that the Steelers got somebody else. They got somebody else besides
Mike Williams.
Yeah, they got somebody else, and I think it was like an edge rusher too. Like, after I saw it, I was like, "What the fuck is the Steelers doing?
They trying to load up in the second half."
Yeah, because T.J. Watt's going to need some help out there, and it also gives them the ability to not have to rely on Justin Fields or Russ. We go out there and win with defense, my nigga.
Preston Smith. That's who they got.
from the Packers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So, wow, Dallas picked up a wide receiver. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, they picked up Jonathan Mingo from the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty well, I'm not going to say he's a bad wide receiver. We never saw him with a decently... We just never saw him with a good quarterback.
Sure.
Not saying that Dak is a good quarterback. I don't want to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys is done.
Of course they're done.
Their division is eclipsing their ass. The Cowboys is done.
Dunzo, baby. I don't give a fuck as long as Dallas ain't doing shit.
Oh, are we getting another Dallas crash out this season?
I mean, I don't think there's no need to. I'm not sure. I don't see them like going on a tear for the rest of the year. I'm probably just slapping my ass off at them and, you know, just.
I'm going to circle my calendar for when the Cowboys play the Giants again. That's all. That's when we're going to get the crash out.
Depending on what their record is going to be by that time, which is probably going to be worse than what it is fucking now. Yeah. I mean, I probably wouldn't have to unless it's some like really dummy shit to where like it's like, okay, we need this one thing to win the game and we do something else or just whatever the case may be, blow the whole play because of somebody. And it's usually the usual suspect in my opinion, but I'm not going to go there yet.
Well, I know the Saints are done. We're racing for the number one draft pick, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is with these two and three win teams, just racing for draft pick numbers now.
And look, let us get the number one draft pick. We got Marshawn out of here, got him into a new home. I don't think anybody else is going to go, but at the end of the season,
Derek Carr needs to go.
Listen, we fired the coach already. Derek Carr, this is your second time getting Dennis Allen fired. I want you to know, Derek Carr, you are not far behind that young man.
And getting niggas hurt. Come on, man.
You know, we talk a lot of shit about Tua taking them hits.
Yeah.
I think Chris Olave has had more concussions.
Mm-hmm. If not the same amount, it's equal.
Than Tua. Yeah, I think he's had more than Tua.
Right.
I think he's on number six.
God damn.
Yeah, so Chris Olave, put that Guardian cap on if you come back.
I don't see an issue wearing that shit, yo. I mean, I've this season alone, I've only seen one player wear it, and that was somebody on defense for, I believe, Cincinnati. It was either Cincinnati.
A couple niggas is wearing it. The real issue is... And I'm not a scientist or nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're not neurologists and all that shit over here, yo. We're just two niggas from VA and shit, yo.
This shit ain't gonna stop you from getting a concussion.
True. I mean, if it lessens the chances by however much more, fuck it.
Yeah, hopefully on those, like, helmet-to-helmet joints. But, like, a lot of these times when these niggas be falling, smacking they fucking head, like... You're getting the concussion
hitting the ground too.
Flag. Yeah, you get, so I don't know. I want niggas to wear it if they got a problem with concussions. And I also want niggas to not play football anymore if you got a problem with concussions because.
So one, it should be one or the other. Honestly, it should be one or the other. Either retire or put this shit on.
And Olave's still on his rookie deal.
Oh,
God. He's still on his rookie deal.
Damn.
Ohio State. We got him from Ohio State.
He's still on the rookie deal. I remember.
I don't foresee him getting another contract.
Yeah.
Besides the concussions, he's also just not been available. I don't see him getting another contract. Also, niggas should be pretty broke. They paid Kamara. We still got another year with Derek.
I don't know why he wasn't traded, but they just extended him. So it's just like...
I love AK. I wish they would have traded his ass instead of paying his ass because we are already broke. We don't have any money. Like, you remember when your mama used to say, we got McDonald's at the house?
Yeah,
McDonald's. She came home and made the house burger and shit. Oh. Like, let that nigga go so we can lose some more and then we'll just get it all back in the draft.
Yeah.
But yeah. Kamara, now that we traded Marshawn, Kamara is the only player left on the Saints team from the 2017 draft.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
And they should have let his ass go, too. I think re-signing him was the only reason why he's still with us today.
Yeah.
I would have loved to see that nigga get traded for a second-round draft pick. Maybe even 2 years worth of second round draft picks, but at least I would have loved to see him get traded for that.
Yeah, at least throw him in a better system where he can like seriously do more damage.
Yeah, trade him and Cam Jordan for second, third round draft picks.
Oh my god, start, load up on picks.
We'll start this rebuild off right, nigga. We'll make Saints football great again. It's yours.